Thank you for exploring the qualities of the Dharmic person with me. And now let's practice together, because all of these qualities are manifest in the practice technique itself. So here we go. Begin your practice, please, by allowing it to be exactly as it is. You may be super still and a Buddha. You may be racy and irritable. You may be tired. You may be all of those things or none of those things. Fantastic. In our practice, hard as it can be to believe, we don't have to prefer one state over the other. So begin, too, by taking your seat, establishing your posture with your legs crossed loosely in front of you if you're seated on the floor, or your feet can be flat on the floor if you're in a chair, which is fine. Let yourself feel heavy and rooted from the waist down, and uplifted and light from the waist up. The hands rest palms down on the legs, just above the knee, somewhere that feels comfortable to you. Sit up straight as a proclamation of your elegance rather than an effort to try to get somewhere or look like something. Let the belly relax. Let the shoulders relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And the mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth can be slightly parted. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, meaning you already know how to breathe, so just keep doing that. The eyes are open in our practice, and the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet, 2.5 meters, or less, depending on the distance of your screen. And let the eyes be soft, with a sense of receiving rather than seeking. Just let what's in the visual field come to you, as it were. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Now let your attention rest on the breath, which means to feel the body breathe rather than observe or think about the body breathing. So we're just feeling. There's a sense of expansion on the inhale and letting go on the exhale. So let your mind ride that rhythm, feeling this breath and this one. Your mind will continue to make thoughts, which is fine. That's what it does, like the eyes see or the ears hear. And there's no effort or need to stop that. Just let it be as it is. This is the root of passionlessness, allowing. If you have a lot of thoughts, no problem. If you have one thought, no problem. Most of your thoughts will just come and go on their own. You don't need to do anything about them. I really mean that. It's just something that's happening, kind of in the background or next to you. But right here, right in front of you, is the breath. And should you notice that you become absorbed in a line of thought, like so absorbed that you are no longer aware of your breath, meaning you are no longer meditating. Helpful, good data point. Notice that. Label that moment thinking. Got it. Let go. Whether the thought is important or vicious or beautiful or trite, let go. Don't skip that step. Gently come back to this breath. And begin again, feeling the body breathe. This is our practice, And we'll sit together in silence until you hear the bell. Thank you so much for your practice. Truly, it is an honor to sit together, and I really thank you. I also thank you for practicing with me, and I also thank you for practicing together. The Open Heart Project is quite an extraordinary opportunity to practice together in community, and I have so much appreciation for you. Thank you again.